it'll have a noticeably positive impact. It flows through housing markets. It will drive down mortgage rates here, which, of course, will stimulate housing sales in Central Florida, but it also stimulates sales throughout the country. And that causes greater population growth, which adds to the demand for housing all across Florida.
Now, when you say it's going to drive down the mortgage rates, drive them down to what?
Probably fixed rate 30-year mortgages are going to be between 3 and 3.25%, so the lowest rates ever.
Compared to what? What is it now?
They're running about 3.5% to 4% right now.
So from 3.5% to 4% down to 3.25%, it doesn't seem like that much of a difference. Is that going to really make that much difference?
It'll make enough difference. Yes, rates are already at historically low rates, and many people who could already afford a home are doing so. But this is a significant added incentive. And as I said, not only does it affect the local market, but it will affect markets that we draw upon for our demand. So the combination of those two things magnifies the effects here in Central Florida.
Now, Hank, for a lot of us who are not economists, this whole idea of QE3, quantitative easing, mortgage-backed securities, what does this really mean? Can you just give us a real basic primer on what this is?
Sure. Mortgage institutions lend money to people. They get the mortgages. Then they package up those mortgages in what's called mortgage-backed securities, and they sell them either to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, or in this case, they're going to sell them to the Fed. When the bank sells the mortgage, it then frees that money up to make another mortgage. The purchasing of these mortgage-backed securities increases their price and therefore drives down their interest rates. So it will cause interest rates to be lower, and it will add liquidity to the marketplace. And it's focused on housing, which has been the major part of the problem holding back the economic recovery.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke says the move will bring down the unemployment rate. How exactly would it do that, and how will it impact us in Florida?
Well, by stimulating housing demand, it'll create direct employment, and that will also then have multiplier effects throughout the economy. Lowering all the interest rates has the same consequence. In addition, we've had a major rally in the stock market as investors moved away from lower yielding financial assets into higher yielding, hopefully, stocks. That's created a lot of wealth. And when wealth goes up, people tend to consume more. So the combination of those effects will have a stimulative effect. And most analysts, including me, estimate about 1.5 percentage points of GDP, maybe as much as that, has been supported by the Fed policy.
So the most significant effect for us from this here in Florida looks like it'll be in the housing market, which it's hoped will create jobs and stimulate the economy. And the most recent data shows at least marginal improvement already taking place in the housing market.
Yes. Certainly the data are far better this year. Sales of existing single-family homes are up 3.4% compared to last year in Florida, 4.1% here in Orlando, and about 1% in Daytona. The months of supply on the market has gone down to just 3.8 months here in Orlando, which is a very tight inventory. So housing markets have stabilized. The problem is they haven't really recovered, although building activity has gone up significantly in the last few months in Orlando. The big issue is the overhang of foreclosures. Foreclosures are up 20% compared to last year in the first 7 months of this year in Orange County. They're up 100% or more in Osceola and Seminole. So again, we have this wave of foreclosures that has the ability to have a significant dampening effect on housing markets.
Some critics of the Fed's actions are calling it a political stunt. They say that Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke basically is printing money to artificially prop up the economy ahead of the election in November. You apparently don't agree with that assessment, Hank.
No, not at all. The Fed has been doing this repeatedly. This isn't the first QE. This is QE3. So obviously this is not designed simply to boost the economy before the election. Economic growth over the last few months has clearly been slowing down. There is a clear and present danger that the economy growth will just peter out. It's important for the Fed to take action. Congress has refused to take action on the fiscal cliff, creating that continued uncertainty. And so, thank goodness, at least one part of the government is taking actions to stimulate the economy. Will it be effective? Yes. Most economists believe, as I said, that the Fed's actions have been responsible for about 1 percentage point of gross domestic product growth. This will continue that stimulus. Would we like it to be more? Of course we would.